This is a Pinball News production.
Thank you. Thank you. First, I want to thank Rob Burke and Mike Pasek for all the work they do putting this on. You know, I've been coming since 1990. I just love it. It's just so much fun. And I can't imagine. I know how much work I put into this little, you know, 30, 40-minute show and how much you put into a, you know, a four-day show. It's just unbelievable. Okay, last year, Rob Burke came to me and said, oh, it's the 25th year next year, you know, and I want to make it special. It's like, yeah, it'll be special. He says, yeah, I want you to give a talk. It's like, what? Me? You know, I got nothing to talk about. He says, come on, you give good talks. I says, I don't have a subject. I can't do a technical talk. So many other people know more technical stuff on pinball than I could ever hope to know. I can't do that. He says, well, come up with something. I says, I can't. You come up with something. You tell me what you want. Next day, he comes back, talk about collecting everything pinball. It's like, I'll see what I can do. So, first, I want to thank Vince, also known as Korn, on the news group. He helped provide me with some information ideas for this. Lloyd Olson, LTG, did. Jim D. from Tennessee. Kevin Blau. Dennis Dodell actually contacted me to try to give me some help. And Brian Kelly, I couldn't fit in your pin footy section. There just wasn't enough time. Okay. I started looking around on the internet. I looked in RGP, and there wasn't a lot because I didn't know how to really search for, you know, collecting stuff. So I went to the place, you know, that has it all, eBay. And I put a search for pinball in all subjects. I came up with over 4,500 hits. So I broke them down into like 1,000 hits at a time, and I just searched through and started saving pictures and getting ideas. And that's where most of the stuff sort of comes from. Now, before I go on, is there anybody in here that's under 18 years of age? Okay. The reason I ask that is because near the end I have some R-rated slides, and at the very end I have some triple X-rated slides. And if you think you're the kind of person who might be offended by the triple X stuff, you will be. I suggest you leave when I start getting into that section. Okay. And also at that time, I already talked to you. We're going to turn off the video recorder before I get there because I don't want to be associated with that. And let's get on with the show. Okay. Okay, it starts out with one game. Next thing you know, you got a row of pinball machines. Okay. And then, oh, where I want to move next. Oh, you can't get all these games, so you get glasses, and you get trans lights, you know. And then it goes on, oh, you know, this is something I did behind my bar. I built this thing. They're all lit up. Doesn't show it there. And you go on, well, I'll collect some play fields, okay. This one I made into a key rack. I got them on my ceiling. I mean, it's really, really sick, okay. From there, promotional plastics and promotional items start showing up. I try to get them from my keychains. This Party Zone one, I got a bunch of those last year from Mike's area. I put cork on the bottom with the spray-on glue, and those are all my coasters on my bar and my games. Okay. Then other promotional items and plastics came up. I got these plastic. Oh, by the way, I never knew so much stuff existed that I couldn't live without once I started looking here for all this stuff. Okay. So I found all these promotional things on eBay. These plastic, these coasters, the, you know, typical keychain stuff. Somebody made a nice thing. They were selling the catapult from Medieval Madness and the flyers. Okay, you could collect bumper caps and make a display or art about bumper caps, or just collect them for the sake of collecting. Okay, you get to paper. Now, paper, there's going to be some overlap. I'm going to talk about things in this area and that area and around, but I just tried to throw it all together. Paper, flyer, posters, and others. You got the New Yorker magazine cover, and I think it says January 1st, 1972. So that's about, let's say your Fireball came out. The other poster up here is a Budweiser poster, actually. Got these cards that have, like, historical facts on the pinball games. Didn't know they existed. And then, you know, Flipper Summer. This is some movie that came out. I don't have the English picture of the flyer, but I got the...
Pinball Summer is the movie.
Yeah, Pinball Summer is the movie. Okay. Okay, here's a promotional flyer. I picked this one because I figured it was a game nobody had ever seen before. Pinball's in the comic books. Apparently there's quite a few comics that have pinball references, and we should be seeing them in a future issue of the Pin Game Journal because Dennis Dodell has shipped a lot of those to Jim Shelberg for publication. And here's some more playing cards that just had pinball on them. Okay, you can collect postcards. There's 100 different postcards I've seen that have various scenes depicting pinballs and arcades, or a pinball here, or military men at pinball here, and just unbelievable. Okay, Posters again. This is a poster from the, I'm going to say the 70s. It could be from the late 60s. It's a black light poster. This is for some art exhibit. I don't know any more about it than that. I didn't really have time to talk about it. I'm just sort of showing what's available.
It was an art exhibit in Canada, predated any of the ones in the United States. It's considered the first pinball art exhibit ever.
Okay.
It's not, but it was the first in the Western Hemisphere.
Okay. Okay. Clay said he thought it was the first one ever. Dave says it was the first one in the Western Hemisphere. Just so you know what's going on. Interesting bits of trivia here. Okay, books. The top row is books. The Pinball Theory of Apocalypse, Operation Pinball. This is some kid's book, and he goes into pinball mode and takes care of his enemies in the pinball mode. This is a book about the pinball theory of how things that happen 50 or 100 years ago can pinball and impact stuff that happens today. This is about Jerry. This is pinball. And this is about some football player in Canada. He wasn't in the U.S., but he became a coach, I think, in Canada, in the Canadian Football League, and became famous. These are the older level pinball books, older level, and these are all the newer ones that are generally available nowadays through like eBay and various people selling them. And there's a lot more than that. Okay, the magazines, Pinball Collectors Quarterly. That was Steve Young, right? Okay, four issues, 1982. Pinball Trader, that was Dennis Dodell's, 86 to 92. I had a couple articles published. In the end, I think I have the claim to fame of publishing the first article about doing a playfield swap. Well, I sort of think that's cool. Pinhead Classified, this girl named Kelly Altmuller out of somewhere in the West published this for a couple years. It was a really good magazine. All of a sudden, one day, I think she just stopped doing it. She got tired of it. And then the Pin Game Journal. I have 135 issues, but I think 136 is in the mail right now. Okay, so that's pinball magazines. Next, you got Pinball In magazines, okay? Playboy, 72, had Pinball Memoir and Great Moments in Pinball History. Smithsonian in 93 had Pinball Full Tilt Once More. Popular Mechanics talks about pinball machines, I think how they work. A magazine, Baby Boomer Collectibles in 95, talked about pinball wizardry and collecting games. Cigar Aficionado had a real nice article about Flipper Fantasy. Golf Connoisseur a couple years ago had Obsessions, story about Pinball Wizard. And in Game Room, there's usually one issue or one article or more about pinball on every issue. Again, this is not comprehensive, but I tried to cover a lot of areas, let you know what could be out there. Okay, Pinball on Video. Tim Arnold's, I call it his Pinball Hall of Fame videos. This was original videos that he made to try to raise money for the Pinball Hall of Fame. And I'm sure there's even more of them now. And they're on DVD almost certainly. The list is in the new magazine. I wasn't aware of that when I did it. Otherwise, I might not have devoted so much time. Other Pinball Hall of Fame stuff. This Old Pinball, that's, you know, Clay and Jim Bonkowski's Norman and Shaggy series. I helped with a few of them a little bit. There are a lot of work to do, a lot. Again, they're on DVD also. Pin Game Journal had media clips, two volumes. We just saw a part of that. And then his promo tape collection he mentioned also that's available. And I think these are on DVD now. You know, I'm an old technology kind of guy. Okay, Tilt, the Battle Safe Pinball DVD, Pinball Passion DVD. You know, Pinball 101's out now. That's available. Okay, Pins and Vids has three volumes. These are all very good items. Okay, Computer Pinball. Okay, these are the stuff that's sort of got alluded to this morning, the virtual pinball. You know, it goes back to the old Atari system here, different systems they would work on, I guess. I don't know much about them because I don't have them, but, you know, even Wii's doing this. He was saying this is supposed to be pretty nice. Okay, then you got handheld type computer pinball and larger ones. And when I looked, first of all, on that previous slide, I bet there's over 100 of those things, different ones I saw. I just sort of picked a few and shot them in there. I bet there's over 100 of these things available. This one has a flip-up mirror that sort of you look at the game. On this next one, hold on. I don't want to skip. Nope. Okay. These are the plastic, like, Bagatelle kind of games that we played and got. This one's battery-operated, pretty good size. This one and this one are very similar. They have some sort of mechanism that opens a lock, and you won a prize when you did it. Again, more the bagatelle ones. You could, if you cross-collect anything, you could find anything you want there. You know, the old submarine ones, Popeye, Batman, you know, the Flash, the Phantom, you know, everything. Everything is made. Again, I bet I saw several hundred different styles of these things. Okay, more toy pinballs. These two were wood version kind of games where you push a knob and flip the ball and get it to where you want. This is a golf one. This one here is Battle Dome, and somehow four people play a pinball-type game against each other. This, I think, is a push-em-up game. There's a lot of different ones of those. These would be nice to hang on the wall. They look old, and they're sort of nice, different themes. Okay, this one is old one you hooked up to your TV and you played pinball with. This one is a vertical radio-controlled pinball game. This one is a three-way one where the balls come at you and you shoot, and then when the time runs out, whoever has the best score wins. Rocket ball. Okay, they made pinball toys for kids. I mean, Play School and Fisher-Price got your flippers down here, buttons, targets. This one, I think this operates as flipper. The balls get delivered to the play field here. This, when the ball is shot in there, this would be pushed down and lifted up, would roll here and back into play. This one's a variation of this to me, just a couple of buttons and hit some targets. Maybe those pop up. Now, let's get the kids into pinball young, you know. Okay, so what else? Okay. Barbie, they even made pinball for Barbie. I was just shocked. This is one of those battery-operated ones, a little handheld. You know, she's got a little high-tech one here and a little plastic one here. I found another one, which I didn't have time to incorporate in the slides. And I found this little air hockey table that's also pinball also. These buttons flip some flippers, so you're playing pinball on this air hockey table. Okay, pinball signs. A zillion pinball signs. You got neon. You got what I call faux neon. That's this stuff here. They all look nice. This pinball alley I got 20-plus years ago, I just thought it was so cool. I'm so creative. I got this pinball alley, and then like 4 years later, they had stacks of them at the shows. You know, it's like, great minds think alike. You know, different versions of old pinball signs. This is a cast thing that's, I don't know, it's 4 inches by 6 inches, and it's on eBay right now. Somebody thinks that's really cool and has to go get it, you know. Okay, pinball clocks. Okay, you got a neon one with a pinball face, a regular one with a face. More interesting are these new ones where you take a four-player or four-position mechanical game, and you either build a clock to drive it, or you buy a kit, and it keeps time. And this, you know, it sets 7:05, and at 7:06 it clicks ahead. This is one made with those Nixie tubes. These are available if you know where to look for them. The Russians made thousands of them, and they're the ones that are hitting the market now. They're supposed to be really reliable and long-term, and it's old technology. It's still available. So there's a couple different kinds of pinball clocks available. Okay, pinball clothes. Originally, I was going to have all these shirts and stuff. I had so much stuff. All I did was I take the graphic off the clothes and show you what was up there. Okay, you've got Einstein, the guy from North Korea. Yeah, whatever his name is. You know, Kiss, Einstein, the man in the moon. Pinball Wizards, more Kiss. Here's a circuit board one. This is a Circa. This is a high-end designer company. There's a couple of these fancy hoodie ones. This is a hoodie, I'm pretty sure. You know, more Pinball Wizards. Here's a baby clothes one. These are the same variations on the same thing. Again, sort of like the old poster I showed you earlier, promotional ones, special. This is a promotional one. And here's a pinball tournament 81. Again, even more. Here, I tried bidding on this, but I wasn't going to spend a lot. It's actually damaged. I was going to cut it out and frame it. This is embroidery, and it looked really nice, but you know, how much do you spend on something like that for art? You know, $5 and $20 maybe. And it went for actually quite a bit, I felt. Again, just more... more clothes. There's a lot out there if you feel you got it. And I've been beginning to touch on it. You've seen everybody else's pinball shirts here, all the stuff I haven't shown. Okay, pinball jewelry. Okay, you got this pinball watch, and this the men's and the ladies and the earrings, they all sort of match. This is a little charm. Here's a different one. This is a lighter that's got a little, you know, bagatelle game in it, you know, and a little scantily clad lady. Okay, pinball furniture, pinball cocktail tables. These are all, you know, homemade items, but, you know, these look nice. My wife and I were going to make them. or make one for us, and I never really found the right play field to do it with. And I started looking for one of the old games to do it with, and they were expensive. I still like to do it. I haven't, but they look nice. Okay, here's an art one. This was in an art exhibit. Okay, this is, I think this is was made by Beaver down in, Chunk down in Florida. I think he tells how to make that one on his website. This is another one. I think this one might be on eBay or just ended. He was selling it. And then there was some other ones, but I didn't have it. Okay, Pinball Wizard. There's everything Pinball Wizard. A sign, you know, CD, shirts, Broadway play, picture sleeve from Europe, sheet music, a flexi disc with Pinball Wizard, some alternate version on, okay? Elton John, you know, this is a 8mm movie. This is the English picture sleeve for the 45. This is the Japanese picture sleeve for the Pinball Wizard 45. It's just everything Pinball Wizard, if you want. And Dave knows there's probably 10 times as much stuff as what I'm showing up here. Okay? More stuff. This is an art piece, and this was like really expensive. I'm sorry I don't have any more details to give you. I was really sort of snapping pictures. A poster. This is a painted shirt I think somebody made. And then pictures and posters from the movie. Okay? Get this. This is an Allium Pinball Wizard, and this is a Five-Bearded Iris Pinball Wizard. I mean, you got people that are breeding flowers and getting them recognized as breeds and naming them Pinball Wizard. It's like, oh, that's sort of cool. I have to get some of those for my garden. Okay, Pinball Christmas toys, you know. My daughter comes running, and, you know, she says, oh, my, that's really cool. We got this one. Oh, we don't have this one. Dad, you got to get that. It's like, yeah, me and everybody else, you know. So just different stuff that's out there. Okay, what else? Pinball gumball machines, okay. This one and this one are essentially the same game, just sort of different graphics on it. This one looked pretty substantial. This one, I'm sorry for the picture quality. I got, like they were saying earlier, he had the PowerPoint 2009 and it screwed up when he downloaded it. Well, this is the first time I worked with 2009, and I know how to make the pictures small enough so that they're clear, but on this one I didn't have those options. It's like, you know, small, medium, or large, and I picked the wrong size on a few of these. That's what looked bad. This is a small one. This is like one of the little handheld ones, and I think it's got little tiny gumballs in it. Okay, creating pinball. Okay, you could make a Kinex pinball game. This is a Woodcraft kit. This is a color by number kit. This is a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle kit. That's a pinball thing. And this is David McCauley, The Way Things Work, Pinball Science. And build wacky pinball games packed with science facts and learning fun. Okay, so if you're building pinball, you got to have test fixtures if you're, you know, building pinballs too, you know. So, you know, I just throw a couple pictures of those things up there. Pinball mugs, okay. These are something I liked a lot. Unfortunately, they come shipped from Australia. The gentleman who spoke here last year from Australia, I think this is his company making these things. They're really nice. I mean, they got, you know, 50s ladies and little slogans. This is what's on the back of the mug. I got them up on display. My wife thought they were nice, something different. Okay, miniature pinballs. This was an art thing that was created at one of the past expos. This Coca-Cola thing is like a Franklin Mint thing or something. You see this a lot. This one... they were selling these here a few years back. I think there's a magnet on the back, and you can stick it on your refrigerator, and it makes noise. And this is some little real pinball machine from somebody's diner or something. The kids seemed to know what it was, and I didn't know. Because I'm out of it. License plates, okay. This is my license plate right here on my car. Well, I had a fire game, so I got Williams Fire, and everybody got, my wife says, oh, you're Williams Fire. Your husband, Bill, really must like you. It's like, no, we just got this game, and he wanted fire. Tilt was a friend of mine, acquaintance that I got a lot of games from. That's his. We got this on my wife's car one year because they had a ski club. This is a friend of mine had this one, and the old license plate frame. I'd rather be playing pinball. You can come up with anything, depending on, you know, how many letters you get. You can get pinball or pinball and two ones at the end and whatever you want. Yeah, I got this, but one of my buddies tried to steal it from me, but he wasn't fast enough, was he, Eric? Pinball art, okay? I'm not an artist, okay? But I wanted to display some stuff. I collect pinball plastics with women on them. So I took and made these things and matted them and cut them out with the X-Acto knife and framed them. I had started with this Bart marquee because Bart wouldn't fit on top of my game. And then I got excited, thought, well, I can display them this way. This is something, is a photograph of an art piece. I taught these two girls how to fix pinball games. And they were visiting somebody one time who's an artist in Detroit that does this art. I think it's some sort of paper where you scratch the black off and the white's underneath. And he's famous in Detroit, and maybe around the country, but he's from Detroit. And they were exclaiming how much they liked his art. And they said they'd like him to do a piece for him. And it's like, you know, it's sort of expensive. And they said, well, you know, what do you collect? Maybe we got something you collect. She says, I collect lunch boxes. And the girl says, oh, I got this Girl Scout lunch box or this brownie lunch box. She says, no way. And he asked her about it. Turns out it's really valuable. Well, she didn't care. You know, I was like, it's from a kid. I didn't have a good time with it anyway. I'll trade it for this. So he says, what do you do? He says, oh, we sit around and we drink beer and smoke cigarettes and play pinball. So he says, okay. And they gave him this, and they said they were really happy with it. So they were surprised. When we see these in the magazines, you know, they're big pictures, right? And that's a big picture they made. They're like little postcard-sized things. So they were surprised at how small it was, but it's still a nice original art piece that they have, and I have a picture. This here, when I was doing this search, this is a watercolor. I guess in England they have these trading cards. Do you know anything about these trading cards, these original art trading cards, ACO cards or anything? Apparently in somewhere in Europe or something, they paint these, and the artists are trading them, and the ones they don't want to trade for, they end up selling them. This is a watercolor. It's about the size of a baseball card, and I bought it for free shipping for under $4. Cool, I'm more pinballer. This I won at one of the Pat Lawler show. I was a grand prize champion. This was like the high. This is a photocopy of the pencil drawing for Tales of the Arabian Nights, and it's right next to an Arabian Nights translate that I have. I really think it's nice. You know, you get this stuff and you got to show it off. This was at the show here, I don't know how many years ago, a carving of Black Knight. This is an original painting for, I don't know what the game is. This was an original painting. This was an original painting. This was the painting. This is a knee, stained glass. They're selling a lot of patent drawings reproductions on eBay now, and there's a lot of pinball stuff. I just pulled this one up. This is, I think, Harry Williams' name on here about pinball, and this was a art piece at one of the other pinball shows, too. I had to fit it on somewhere. Okay, this is some large-scale painting. You know, it's like Pinball Romance is the name of it or something. This is an art exhibit. This is that Harley Davidson pinball art, and this one was the original art, and it was very expensive. This is some old picture of an old pinball game. And how many people know what this is? Wizard Blocks. This is what they're Wayne is selling. This as a screen print Wizard Blocks playfield art thing on eBay, and they show up quite often. And I threw it in. Hope I don't get a cease and desist letter before I skip it off. Okay, one-of-a-kind games, okay? You could do a whole talk. I could do an hour on one-of-a-kind games if I could get pictures and people to contribute. I don't have enough, but if everybody said, oh, I got a picture of this, and I got a picture of that, and people had them, you could do a whole hour talk on this stuff. Okay, Cabin Fever, they talked about how they made that at the Expo 2 years ago, I think. This is a Lego pinball machine. Futurama, this thing is like way cool. My kids, every time I see it, it's like, Dad, you got to get one of those. It's like, I don't think that's going to happen. And then, you know, the Beatles, this was on eBay and it got pulled off. And it went on eBay again and got pulled off because it was the Beatles. No other one of a kind. The Metallica, this is supposed to be popular. This is that Clear Surf Champ game. And this isn't a one of a kind. I didn't realize it until after the thing was made. And I think there's actually one out there in the show, but it's a low production visual pin or something. I apologize, I lied. Okay, tattoos. Okay, after this, we go to the rated R stuff and then the rated X. So, if again, nobody under 18 snuck in, right? Okay, okay. Okay, this is Amy's tattoo. And it's got some images from Big Bang Bar. And this is, sleeved and unsleeved. It's like, it's pretty impressive, the art. And you can do a search to see this stuff. And on a good computer monitor, it looks a lot better than it looks on my pixelated display. You know, here's some other tattoos I found, a cap, the fire. My daughter was impressed with this. You know, I'm not into tattoos, but that looks good. Okay, the next stop is R, mature adults only. Please stop filming. Okay, more tattoos. Here we got a nice tramp stamp. You got a little flipper button on this side. You know, I'm sure there's one on that side, but I can't see it. My wife says, what would you do that for? I says, well, you know, when that's your view, you could shoot for the special or go for the extra ball, or if it was boring, it'd give you something to do. You're sick. I don't think so. Okay, what else? These are just some back glasses that are getting more and more risque, basketball, time, yeah, lady death. This is Farfalla, the nipple Farfalla. Miss World. This is the Miss World playfield right here in three different pictures. It's a nice game. Looks like it'd be fun. The Big Bang Bar, Fantasy, the topless playfield from Creature from the Black Lagoon, Space Rider, Sexy Girl, and then this is the four lane throughs on the Sexy Girl. I also have a translate of a bottomless Sexy Girl also, but I didn't include that. Not that impressive. Okay, rated triple X. Okay, here we go. There's a game for you. Does anybody know what this play field is? Fuck, yeah. It says collect bonus. Looks like it's handwritten. That's all I have. I would love to see some of the detail. Looks like there's a lady here. I'd love to see some of the detail on it, but that was all I found on that. Okay, here's the next one. Okay, it says an art piece. Bang, fuck, Venus. Okay, it's plastic, steel, wood, latex, a pump, electronics, audio, a fuckable pinball table, machine sculpture. This is the press release. He created an installation called Bang Fuck Venus that consists of a 12-foot-wide red neon bang sign and a home-built fuckable machine. Crass and sparkly, playful and absurd, and Fuck Venus has transparent plastic shell in the shape of a busty woman lying on her back with her legs spread. She's got a blinking red button and a plunger on her and bumpers for this, and this self-lubricating, vibrating oral interface. All this is accompanied by a soundtrack that goes, oh boy, you're going to make me come, and fuck spells fuck. And you know, an automated, she lubes you with an automated wet pump system, and it goes on. And you can look at, this is the art piece here, the bang in the game. Here it is. Here's the game. These are the targets. This is the website. Look it up. He's got video. You can see it. I didn't watch it, but it's got some girl playing this thing. And it's like, holy cow, do people think of this stuff? You know, but yeah, it's up there. Here's what it gave me, a new thought on shopping a pinball game. Would you use Novus or would you use I don't know. Okay, and last, the one that everybody knows about, the big dick pinball game. You know, this is just a back glass. I don't believe the play field is any different. Okay, I think it's just the back glass.
The game is actually it's a
Williams big deal game. You switch the glass, and when you make the card combination, it lights the cards, but on these cards, they're all different sex positions. Okay, so I want to thank Rob Burke for all these pictures of his games on these last slides. No wonder he always has a smile on his face. Okay, and you know, that's what I came up with. And did I do it? Got what you wanted? Okay. I tried.